On various occasions, Paul returned to Jerusalem, where he had attempted to lay waste to the early church before his conversion. On one of these visits, he took Titus with him. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Titus. Titus was a Greek whom Paul had led to the Lord. Paul refers to him as my own son after the common faith. The reason for this particular trip to Jerusalem was the discussion as to whether a Gentile had to become a Jew and go through all the Jewish ceremonies in order to become a Christian. Paul steadfastly resisted the idea, and his exhibit A was Titus. Titus had gone through none of these things, and yet there he was, a growing, fruitful disciple of Christ, whom Paul was grooming to take a position of leadership in the work of Christ. He stood firm for the truth of the gospel. He resisted the Jewish teachers who tried to bring them back into bondage. Some years later, Titus shows up with Paul in Ephesus. He is then sent to Corinth to look into various problems and to initiate the offering for the poor saints in Jerusalem. The fact that Titus was chosen to take the gift to Jerusalem and to look into the troublesome situation in Corinth indicates that Paul must have considered him a capable leader. The next time we hear from him, about 7 or 8 years later, is in this letter. He is in Crete. The nucleus of the church in Crete was probably started by those from that place who were converted on the day of Pentecost. From the description of the Cretans, it would appear that Titus had his work cut out for him. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, he said, "The Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons." Titus had a twofold task. One was to set in order the things that were wanting. Titus was to look it over and get the thing on the right track. His other job was to appoint good leadership. This is an awesome responsibility. If the wrong person is put in charge, the work is set back. And you know, it is much easier to get a man into a place of leadership than to get him out. So Paul gives Titus a list of spiritual qualifications. Titus himself must have been a confident, forceful leader, unlike Timothy, who was shy and retiring. He charged him to stay away from vain arguments that led nowhere. His task was a big one, but Paul writes with the confidence of a trainer of men who knows his man and knows that he is equal to the task. Study Titus to learn how to carry responsibility in a difficult situation.